The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right, 49ers faithful, welcome to the John and Wayne Show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and hopefully our sound works, which would be nice. Wade, how are you today, my friend?
Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2.
So if anybody doesn't know, we have been waiting and pushing the show back continually because Debo was supposed to talk to the media. And sure enough, sound guy strikes again, or person, whoever. And a big, probably the most emails I get, which I don't know if this is a compliment or not. Whenever we share these clips from press conferences, the volume's all over the place.
All over,
because every single day it's different settings. They do not know how to mitigate it. It's interesting. I put this out there that the sound guy has to be related to the York family or married in or something, because good gosh, man.
He still has a job, or the person has a job, right?
It's a lot. Now, we got a lot today. Number one, we are giving away an autographed Debo jersey to the people that predicted when they would announce the signing. Number two, we have another giveaway in the works from another Patreon anonymous member, a Trent Williams jersey, which I got a picture here, which I'm pretty excited. The new Saloon Font Trent Williams jersey. All you got to do is get your hashtag CSeason Countdown Crew the first 2 minutes whenever we go live on shows. The most over the next week, we're going to announce the winner next John and Wayne Show next Tuesday. So every single time we go live here, hashtag CC, get in there. Whoever gets the most, if there's a tie, we will do a giveaway there. So we got that. But more importantly than that, lots of new news from training camp, Wayne, from training camp battles. We got cap breakdowns of Debo's deal. We've got undrafted free agents making a lot of big moves. There's a lot of stuff to get there, man. I love it.
Yeah, drafted free agents making a lot of big moves. I wonder which one is moving up the chain. Moving up.
You tell me. I saw your tweet. That's where I saw it from.
Hey, listen. Well, I have no choice but to put that person on my radar because John Chapman says so. So I was like, I got to go check him out. And so, like, look, I'm waiting for the stories to pop. They said that this kid is balling out. So that's a good thing. We'll talk about who that is later.
Yeah, we will. We will. So the running back rotation is getting a shakeup. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk about first, and I thought this was interesting, Debo Samuel's contract cap details. This is per Lombardi himself. Put this out there. Listen to these cap numbers. It's got a void year. So even though it's a three-year extension, you're adding those 3 years onto his one rookie deal, but then you're adding a void year. So you're spreading the cap hit over 5 years. So here are the numbers. This year, $6.7 million. It was at five, not a big deal. Next year, $9.1 million. Still not a lot. 2024 is the big bump. Jumps up to $29 million. 2025, $24.7 million. Then the void year, 2026, $7.1 million. So any instant reaction to your feelings on this cap and kind of what to take away from it?
John, I no longer pay attention to the cap. I let the Parag Marate and those guys. I encourage the 49er faithful to no longer pay attention to the cap, because for some reason the 49ers figure things out, right? They figure out ways how to restructure. Okay. And so listen, Debo's here. That's all I care about. He's here. He's here for three more years. He has that option year. Look, right at this point, I'm just ecstatic. I don't want to break down the cap. You can break down the cap. I'm happy about what it is. The guy got paid. He's getting, what, $41 million, I think, super fully guaranteed. You can get up to $58.1 million guaranteed. Like, this guy did exactly what he said he did. He doesn't have to go out there and prove it again. So now Debo can play free and be Debo. That's what I like.
Love it, man. And, you know, it's interesting. You compare his numbers versus the other wide receivers that were represented by the same agent. This is what I thought was interesting. A.J. Brown got the most per year. DK Metcalf got the most in total guarantees. Debo got the most in fully guaranteed. So there you go. Figure all those things out. I'm just happy we got him and excited for what he is and what he's going to be around for. But he's not the only wide receiver making news today. Actually, he's one of three wide receivers that kept showing up today. And before we jump into the fight, I want to talk Danny Gray.
Let's talk about him.
He has been he came in red hot. Rookie minicamp, fire. Best player on the field, tweaked his hamstring, missed minicamp. Then he comes out not playing well. Got buried with the threes. But today he finally started to show out. Two gigantic bombs. Is Gray, can we start to get excited about Gray? Is it time to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to make the team. Somebody had a nerve to tell me. I'm trying to get them to come out of the homer because I can't remember who it was. If I remembered who you were, I definitely would have called you out. I just can't remember who it was. Too many people we know. Had a nerve to tell me, John, that Danny Gray isn't going to make this roster. And I was like, what's that stuff you be smoking? Look, he's supposed to struggle. These are installments that he has to get used to. Now he's going up against ones and twos and threes, DBs, professional guys. And so today he has his best day in camp. And I mean, when I say best day, it's like he never had a bad day after the type of day he had today. Now, I don't know if it's because Javarius Ward had a maintenance day or what, but Danny Gray was eating and feasting today in minicamp, and it all started and him taking reps and kickoff returns. Then after that, his mojo came back, and then after that, his confidence grew, and then after that, he just started beating my boy Ambry Thomas bad.
Speaking of, you know, Ambry Thomas, he's been on the back end of a lot of these big plays, which we saw last year whenever he got his chance. It had to build up. I don't think anybody's projecting Ambry Thomas to be a starter this year. But by some camp reports, Diamador Lenore has been playing above him.
And he's been playing outside. So a lot of us thought that they'll slide him over into the inside. No, he's been playing predominantly outside. So kudos to me. Look, I don't know what's going on with Ambry. I feel like he's in his head. But I tell you what, he's going to get this year to get acclimated to the game. I feel like, and you know, Ambry Thomas is going to be the Brandon Ayuk of the defense this year. I'll leave it at that.
I like that. Well, that's a perfect segue. Let's go to Ayuk. Because here we go. You've got Brandon Ayuk. You've got Fred Warner. They've been chipping at each other, jawing at each other, which I love. I freaking love. And the 49ers got into not one, but two big scuffles today in training camp. I kind of like it.
There's no kind of to it. There's only one thing I dislike about this. The fact that if somebody threw a punch and it connected on a helmet, they could have broke their hand, knuckle, tore a fingernail, ligament, something like that. It's the only thing. Other than that, this is football! We're talking gladiators. Aggression! And why not get mad at your brothers? Why not? What's wrong with that? That lets you know how passionate, John, you are about this game. And let's talk about the fight. Because the way it went down is the way it's supposed to go down. And you got one receiver, you got one group room defending, and then you got the other group room defending each other. And then they're coming together. And now it's a big brawl. And guess who mediates and comes in there and splits them like the Red Sea? Kyle Moses Shanahan.
Let my people go. I love it, man. And you know, one of my favorite things about this, like, fighting happens in every single training camp I've ever been a part of. And we would always tell our players, look, man, you don't ever freaking back down. You want to go, you go. But be smart, like you said. You're an idiot if you punch a helmet. You're an idiot if you start, you know, whatever, swinging. Don't do that. But that doesn't mean you don't step up and represent for your team, for your position group, for your side of the ball. And whenever you've been banging heads with these guys now for 2 weeks, you can't wait to hit somebody else. And guess what? We're not too far away. 10 days, in fact.
Oh, my gosh.
10 days.
Oh, my gosh.
From that Green Bay game, baby.
See what I'm saying? Those guys got some aggression. They want to get out. And you got to remember, they've been going at it with each other. This is the second day in pads, right? And so they've been seeing each other. They've been wanting to hit. Guys are talking trash. Fred Warner, has Fred Warner jumped up to the number one trash talker on the 49ers out of nowhere? I didn't even
That's
know.
That's all I want. I want Fred to be bad. I want my linebackers to be mean. We got to hang out with Fred this offseason. And he was the nicest guy in the world. Nice off the field. Talk your trash, man.
Boom.
Talk Boom. Your trash.
Boom. Boom. Melissa, what up, baby? Boom.
Hey, Melissa, how you doing? I'm glad that Melissa's here because, yeah, let's do this. I don't think – a couple things. On the Deebo Samuel giveaway, we put this out there. Autographed jersey. I'm going to be sending that out. All you had to do was pick the date that they agreed on the deal. And I don't think a lot of people knew July 31st was a day because –
I thought it was only 30 days in July for the longest, bro.
It was the least guest day by a mile. So this morning I woke up, went through all of the things on Patreon, all of the things on Twitter. And so, yeah, only 9 people followed all the rules and got correct guesses.
That's funny.
So we're going to be – let's do this. I'm taking a page out of my boy Breezy's book, and we are going to be using – this is not the winner. I'm just showing you. There are 9 people. 6 is not the winner. That was the last one.
1 through 9.
Randomize this.
There it is.
So, and I've got a list of all the winners, 1 through 9 listed here. So here we go. I'm going to randomize this bad boy. Let's see. Melissa, she's one of them. I'm excited. Just so you know, Melissa, you are number 4. So if 4 comes up, you win. Here we go. I'm going to randomize one time. Number 9. I love it. The winner is at Roy Liss 13, R-O-Y-L-I-S-S 13. Congratulations, Roy. DM me.
I got you.
Going, man. Autographed Deebo jersey. I got lucky because I kept buying them whenever all the contract issues were going on. So I was getting them a little bit on the cheaper end.
Smart.
So I got quite a few now. So I'm excited about that. We're going to be giving away a lot for the 40 Hours Rush Road Trip. If you haven't got tickets yet, 40hoursrushroadtrip.com. We're going to be partying like crazy all year. Now,
like rock stars.
That's right. Now, let's go back. Can we talk about Jordan Mason? Can we talk about Jordan Mason?
I didn't want to mention his name. I wanted you to be the person that mentions his name. So yes, we can.
I love this guy. Now, here's some things that...
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Positives and negatives. Okay. Elijah Mitchell, doesn't matter how his camp is, he's number one. Okay. So understand that.
Trent Williams said
Jordan Elliott, Steph, both came out and said Trey Sermon continues to look like the second best running back on this team.
Yeah. I tweeted out earlier that he was RB2. But I've been saying that. People keep saying he's not going to make this team. What the hell? What? I don't get it.
Third round picks make teams. Once you get into the fourth round, then okay, we could talk a little bit. Third round picks make teams the first and second year, period. It's just what it is. But the fact that he's looking like the second best running back.
He's probably looking like the first best running back because they're not seeing a lot of Elijah Mitchell. I heard he had a crazy big run today, too. And he had a big run yesterday. So the context is, you know what they're working on more? They're working on outside zone. So you're telling me now Trey Sermon is able, he's got the speed to get to the outside all of a sudden? This is good news.
This is great news. He did slim down. He worked on his footwork almost nonstop, which is great. And so he's number two. Now, Trey Mason has been getting the number four running back reps, sometimes the number three. And he's by far looked great from every single person that's been there. He just looks like he belongs. All right, let's turn it over to my wise man, Wayne, here. You project right now, what's the running back depth chart if you had to make it right now? You, right. Your own personal whatever.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I got you, brother. Check this out. We got Elijah Mitchell number one. I think Trey Sermon is number two. I know everybody likes TDP. I just don't think that he is.
He hasn't shown it yet.
He hasn't shown he's acclimated to the game. Now, when they start doing different types of pass protections for the quarterback, that might bump him up a little bit. But I got you, Michael Hasty number three, bro.
I love it. He serves a role.
This is hard. Wait a minute. How many running backs can we pick? Four?
Four. You're only keeping four.
Okay. I got to take Jermichael Hasty out. I got to take him out because TDP has to make this. There's no way he's going to the thing. And I'm going to go with your boy Jordan Mason at four, bro. I got to take Hasty out. I don't know. I don't know how Hasty doesn't make this squad, bro. That is a Kyle Shanahan fave. There's no way Jordan Mason clears waivers, not after having this camp. I'm sliding Mason into four. TDP has to make it as a third-round draft pick. He's not getting cut.
Third-round picks make the team every single time.
Unless they keep five backs and a fullback. No, right. There it is. Not on earth. Nope, four. Nope. I got you. There it is.
I love it, man. I love this. It's the best thing for the 49ers and the fans if Sermon finally shows up. And, you know, was he quote-unquote left for dead by this team? Yeah, look at Coach Cruz. He had to turn it up when they saw that TDP pick. You got to perform. And I love – Big Papa put this up there earlier.
Coach
Cruz. It's a meritocracy. Sir. Oh, what's up, Juan? Love it, man. 49ers need to make me the damn sound guy. I would hire you in a second. In fact, I did, Juan. They can't have you. They cannot have you. I'm just joking. If they – Yeah, they can have you. We would all benefit from that one. All right, now let's go to another position. Huge shocker. Huge shocker. Today was Charvarius Ward rest day. Did you see who started with the first team defense?
Yo, was it Dante Johnson?
No.
He did, though.
Holman.
Right, but wasn't Dante at the nickel, or did they bring Darquez Dennard back at the nickel?
Yeah, I was talking about the outside corner.
My fault. No, but I don't remember if Dante was nickel today or yesterday. I'm confused.
He's getting work there.
Kadir Holman, bro. Wow.
He was number 90.
Thomas?
Number 90.
Over
on my,
DeAndre Lenore?
Yeah. Now, he hasn't been getting reps with the twos, but yeah, he was out there first snap on defense with a team today. So, Yeah, I don't know, man. Now, if you don't know who Kadare Holman is, it's not your fault. A lot of people don't. You know, we did a full episode on him. If you want to go check, it's number 90. He was number 90 out of 90 players on the roster. Undrafted free agent, Toledo, bounced around. He's been on the Saints, Cowboys, Texans, and Giants, and now he's with us. Never really got playing time, but special team stud. Even Brian Schneider talked about him today. If you caught the first part of the press conference, just how good he is on the outside. So,
Gunner.
Hey, man. Let's see what he can do.
Well, like you said, listen, these guys got to go out there. The guys that are deeper on the depth chart, John, they have to go out there and make their mark any way they can. The first place to do it is special teams. If you're starting, it's going to work like this. If you're the special team, if you're the head coach, I'm the special teams coach. I'm going to come to you and I'm going to be like, yo, check out Kadare Holman. Yo, look at him. He is gunning. Look at this guy. Look at him. Get down there. Right. And if you got him going up against a guy like, you know, Malik Turner or whatever like that, who can get down that field, look what he's doing. All right, coach. So now the coach is going to say, I want him starting with the ones on the defense. Let me see where he is on the defensive side of the ball. That way you can make a clear evaluation. If he can play defense and special teams, yep, he has a shot to make the squad.
Nailed it. And I love it. And let's go back to it now. How much complaining have we had over the 49ers offensive line since training camp started? Nothing but complaints. Can't do this. Can't do that. Can't do this. And we kept telling everybody, you got to wait till the pads come on. You got to wait till the pads come on. And what happens? 2 days of pads. 2 days improvement for the 49ers O-line. Is the D-line still getting the better of them? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's going to continue, but it's not like what it was.
Who improved today as well?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Who also improved today?
Javon Kinlaw had a sack, the second play of team. That's pretty badass.
I'm talking about on offense. Who improved today?
Well, a couple of them. Aaron Banks getting a lot of positive there. And Trey Lance.
They said he was so much better, not under pressure. Like, that's the whole point. Like, that's what, if he's not pressured, obviously he'll be able to get through his reads. What kind of common sense of knowledge are we not? We got to go back to Encyclopedia Britannica's, bro. We got to go back to reading, man. This internet, generation is ridiculous, bro. That's a duh. Sorry.
There's a lot of that out there. And, you know, we also saw today was the first day where Daniel Brunskill started with this at center. And does that correlate? You know, I think it's a big deal. I like Brindle. I really do. Or Brindale, I think is the correct way.
I think it's Brindale, right? Yeah.
I'm from Texas. I pronounce all things. I got like five emails where I guess I was using the word Nevada incorrectly.
Is it Nevada?
Again, sorry, man. I can't.
Tomato, tomato. Same difference. My opinion. So, yeah.
Again, most of my emails are about sound issues, which aren't our fault usually, and then mispronunciations, which are kind of my thing.
So I'm kind of, I like that you get the emails. Yeah. I don't get any emails. I don't know if that's good or if that's bad. Do people not like me to email me, or do people feel like I'm doing a good job with technical stuff? Now, guys, we can't control technical stuff. The internet happens.
49ers side. Us, we could kind of help some of it. We can't control 49ers tech issues.
But you know what, John? I don't think they understand how much we invest to make sure that on our end, the technicalities are fixed. It's hard, right? Yeah. But then Comcast, whoever your cable provider is, they just want to have a freaking hiccup. Yeah. Next thing you know, we're stuck. So bear with us, guys. We appreciate the emails. We want to know what we can improve on. Absolutely. Guys, I want to know what I can improve on. I'm okay. I can take constructive criticism. John takes it. I can take it. We can take it. We're big boys. We might curse you out, but we can take it.
I like it. Now, Notorious GAV, he got mad at me because Kyle Juszczyk, I think he finished number 11 on our roster countdown. He was mad about that one. He's a big Juice guy. I love Juice. I struggled getting all those numbers in there, man. It's hard. There's a good 49ers roster. He asked, who played right tackle with McGlinchey out? Yesterday was Jalen Moore.
Today was Jalen Moore too, right?
Today was Jalen Moore. And
I heard he's just not looking good at the tackle position. But
he's
John,
not a tackle.
That's there. There it is. You can go back and watch it on the episode. I'm sure John talks about it on his solo shows, and we talk about it right here on the John Wayne Show all the time. Like, you're going to get that type of results, John, when you're playing people out of their positions. And that's what this organization is about. You're finding guys that are athletic and that can possibly be versatile, right? And so you're hearing that even the rookies that we got, the only one looking good is your boy Sam. Like, other than that, the other ones are struggling. All of them.
I think you're right there. Now, 49ers Faithful Forever says Brunskill's very inaccurate with his snaps.
Gotta give him some time.
A lifelong center.
Give him time.
And so that's why he came in with the threes, then the twos. Now he's working with the starters. We understand what he can do. Now, remember, he's got 8 games starting as a center in his career. If you go back to 2020, first 8 games, he was right guard. Then he switched to center. Then he went back to right guard last year. He's going to be starting somewhere. I don't care. Like, I'm betting on it. Kyle Shanahan loves him more than, I don't know, I like potatoes. I'm Irish. I don't know.
I love potatoes in every way too. Baked, like mashed potato salad, potato pancakes, potatoes is good. Yo.
Oh, look at Coach Cruz. I was going to ask this earlier. Breezy, where did you get that hat from?
All right. So, Yeah, like this is residency, you know, and I'm now sponsored by residency. So they sent out this official cap, and I'm working on a promo code for you guys so you guys can shop for the exclusive items. And so once that gets taken care of, I'll make sure you guys have that and shop at residency.
www.residency.com.
I didn't even know. That's what happens when you don't check your email. So I'm not going to check the emails when you email me. It's going to take me a while.
I love it, man. Congratulations.
Was like in June. I was like, oh, shit.
That is awesome, man.
Thank you, bro.
I love it, man. And so, yeah, we're seeing a lot of things. Now, one thing about right tackle, Alfredo Gutierrez, the player from Mexico, he was getting snaps with the number 2 team at right tackle. And supposedly he just got utterly destroyed by Drake Jackson today. I think like 4 times in a row he got beat off the edge, which – I don't expect Gutierrez to make this roster, but man, I want him around. I love the story. I love the international exemption. I love all those things. But yeah, there's a big difference. Peachy throwing shade on you. You never check your emails.
I never check my
emails. Do you want to give out your email address? Do you want
to? It's sports. It's actually WayneBreezy@twben.com. I tell you what, because I got my own website email, I would be more apt to check it because less junk comes in there and there's less volume.
I got you there. I will say this. Whenever I try to email you, right, I always go for the autofill. So I type in Wayne, nothing comes up. I type in Breezy, nothing comes up. And then I have to text you. I have it saved in my phone now, the Sports by Breezy one. Because it never autofills. And I get mad and I cuss at you.
That's my main email, sportsbreezy@gmail.com. I got 1,000. Oh, shit.
Can everybody email Wayne a question, please? Let's fill that inbox. Let's fill that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, make sure it's Wayne Breezy. If he goes to Gmail, I probably won't check it. Like, this is how bad. All right, so you think it's a joke. Let me show you my emails.
Oh, no, this is going to be bad. This is gonna be bad.
Listen, don't judge me, all right? So I just want you to look at that number down there.
Oh, my gosh, there's a comma. There's a comma.
It only clears on my face, this camera. It's 7,551 emails.
Oh man, hashtag ask Breezy.
I like that, the notorious GAV. I like that.
All right, now let's calm down just a little bit. And before we jump out of here, we had to postpone the show so much because we were waiting on that freaking presser, but that's okay. That's okay. One thing that I want to talk to you about, you don't want to talk about Cap, but we got Debo here.
No, we could talk about the Cap, bro. I just think it's
I want to focus on. What is the difference? How much do you think the improvement of Trey Lance day 2 is 1 offensive lineman getting shoulder pads or 2 Debo Samuel as a wide receiver option out there? O-line getting their shoulder pads or 2 the return of Debo Samuel?
The return of Debo, bro.
The return of Debo.
It was, but
you're going Debo.
I'm going Debo. Am I wrong?
1,770 total yards offense would say that you're probably correct.
Okay. I hope so.
Things up. You can't crowd. There's no more crowding. You can't do that when Debo's out there. You can't.
Right. Right. That's the point. Listen, John Lynch said there was not a doubt in his mind that he wasn't going to get this deal done. Like, they were going to get it done. And let me ask you this question. Who do you think gave in? Like, who was the bully in this situation? Do you think the 49ers bullied Debo? Or do you think Debo got the best out of the 49ers? I think the 49ers got bullied. I think 49ers wanted to do a 5-year deal, stretch some of this money out a little bit longer. They didn't care about the age. And Debo was like, nah, son, I'm getting older. Yeah. So I would say Debo got the one up on the Niners. And you usually don't see that.
Yeah, and I'm not mad about that. Debo deserves it. You know, we'll have to see how the cap plays out and all those things in the future and what those numbers look like when the cap increases or decreases. But man, at the same time, man, I'm pretty dang happy. And you've got a rookie quarterback under contract. Jimmy's coming off the books. You know, this is the last year no matter what, and he's probably not going to be there this year. Don't want to get into that right now, but there's going to be space. There's going to be space. You're going to get Bosa taken care of. Now, the one thing I did say, and I want to bring this up one more time and get your opinion. We're about to have to jump off here in a minute. If you can get rid of Jimmy G this year, if he's not on the books, okay, I think there are three key players, okay? These are my three players, McGlinchey, Dre Greenlaw, Aziz, okay? Those are my three big ones. If you keep Jimmy Garoppolo on, you only get one next year. If you trade Jimmy Garoppolo or release him, you get two, maybe three back next year with that money. Bosa's going to get taken care of. But freeing up that money and rolling that into the future could keep those guys. So here we go, Wayne. You have to decide right now. You get to pick one of those three to lock up long term. McGlinchey, Greenlaw, Aziz. Who are you going with?
That's hard.
I know.
That's hard. Now, all right. I would go with Greenlaw.
Yeah.
And I'll explain why. As far as Mike McGlinchey is concerned, the 49ers have drafted tons of offensive linemen that they just appear like I feel like Spencer Burford can go back to playing right tackle once, you know, this experiment of right guard is over with. So I think they have a nice rotation on the offensive line. They just need to develop. And I think, you know, he's going to get his guaranteed money this year from the 5th-year option, and they'll probably walk away from him and, you know, so far and so far. But if he has a crazy dope season, who knows what's going to happen. But he might demand a lot of money, and the 49ers aren't going to pay that. You saw they let Lincoln Tomlinson walk and things like that. So that would be that. Now, as far as your linebackers, you need a B to the A. We got an ABA. That's the rhyming scheme we got on our team. I would say we got a Fred Warner. We got an Al Shaier. Then we go right back to Dre Greenlaw. All those guys can play Mike. They can play all the linebacking spots. The reason why I would go Greenlaw is because he's just a playmaker.
Did you see the press conference yesterday when they asked?
Absolutely.
All right, I got this clip. I'm going to cut this. They asked Dre Greenlaw, because Aziz was talking trash because they're roommates, about how Greenlaw's dirty. He's a dirty roommate. Yeah, so here is Dre Greenlaw responding to Aziz.
Talking. Aziz is the dirtiest person I ever met. Aziz is just talking. Me and Aziz have a great relationship, man. We definitely bring the best out of each other. But we always got that support with each other no matter what. Like, we know that we're both, you know, trying to become the guy, you know what I mean, that wants to go out there and be out there every snap. Besides that, I mean, there's nobody else in the locker room that I probably can go to and talk to about what's going on or, you know, on and off the field, you know, about my personal life, whatever it is. Like, he's the guy I go to and vice versa, like, because we just understand each other from that level. And no matter what, that's my dog. Like, that's my number one guy. So, I mean, when I see Aziz strap up and he's ready to go, like, it just, that energy just flows throughout, you know, me, and then it flows throughout everybody. And we just kind of just feed off each other. And that's what you can't ask for no more than that.
I'm not getting rid of Dre. I can't get rid of Dre.
I love him too much, man. And I'll say this, that relationship, what he just kind of portrayed, that is the epitome or the microcosm of what this 49ers roster is. insane depth, insane competition, but it's not toxic. It's not, you know, you or me. No, it's us. The fact that those two guys are so close, yet they're competing for one job. One. I think that's huge. And we saw the same thing with Jimmy and Trey last year. You know, people, media want to create narratives of toxic and, oh, you can't have them around because of this and confidence level. No, man, that's media-driven narratives. That's not played out in this locker room. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm with you, Jerome. I wish we could keep them all. I wish we could.
Ugh. Nah, Aziz gonna cost too much. I think Dre. It's weird though because Aziz was the undrafted guy. Dre was the drafted guy. Mm-hmm. I would go with Dre just because I felt like he plays more off instinct. Like he has a better knack for the ball. I like that. I like that. And he's made a lot of big plays. No, don't get it twisted. I love Aziz Alshai here.
There's no wrong choice here. No, you're right.
Mike McGlinchey, he's probably going to have the best year of his career.
I hope so.
And then it's like, dang. But if you look at the way that the 49ers stacked the offensive linemen, it kind of painting a narrative that they're going to move forward. Go look at the linebacking depth. It's not even equivalent to what they did with the offensive line. Just go look at it. You're going to be like, Demetrius Flanagan files, and then who, and who, and who, and who, and who? So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. This is fun, man. It's been a crazy day. I hope one day we get to find the lost audio tapes of Debo's interview.
We're going to find it. I'm searching. I'm lurking. Yeah.
Wayne, anything you want to throw out there before we jump off, my friend?
Hey, man, great show, guys. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to both channels. All right. Both channels, all right? And don't forget to follow. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. You know, I like how we do. Like, it's like we got the crazy thing, like your takes, my takes, and then we come together, you know. I try to jump on your takes as much as I can because you be saying some stuff, and I'd be like, oh, snap, I didn't think about the situation. I didn't think about it like that. I don't think
that's
like
that. That's the John and Wayne show, man.
That's what makes it work.
And I want to give props to Clayton, the man behind the scenes, keeping everything running smoothly. That dude is the best. Clayton D'Angelo.
Shout out to Clayton.
He's awesome, man. But that's going to do it for us today. We'll be back next Tuesday. Remember, hashtag CCs, all live shows this week for a free Trent Williams giveaway. Always giving stuff away. That's going to do it for us today. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.